It makes sense to fortify your immune system as cold and flu season approaches. We look at some time-tested germ-busting foods today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can, because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO22 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO22 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO22 to 350350.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, December 7th, the 341st day of the year. Author Willa Cather was born on this day, and on this day in 1941, Japanese warplanes launched a surprise attack on the American naval base at Pearl Harbor. Looking for natural ways to boost your immune system as cold and flu season approaches? Here's two simple suggestions: garlic and apple cider vinegar. They're two of the world's most ancient healing foods, and for good reason. They're supercharged with antibacterial, antifungal, and antiviral components. Of course, the ancients didn't know their chemistry, they just knew they worked. Making them a regular part of your diet may help you fend off some nasty bugs or promote quicker healing if you do catch something. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. To learn more about natural remedies, visit almanac.com.